And good morning. It is 7:39 on Wednesday, June 23, 2021, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. 63 degrees in my neck of the woods, cloudy, overcast, a little bit of wind, and the occasional spritz, ooh, rabbit, and the occasional spritz of rain. So this is going to be a fun walk. Ah, happy Wednesday, happy Wednesday, or as they say in the business, happy hump day. First on my mind today is the audio quality of yesterday's show, as well as yesterday's show, of yesterday's walk and talk, as well as Monday's. So here's what happened. I'm rusty. Remember what I was saying yesterday about, well, maybe you don't because you couldn't hear it, about kicking the rust off? Yeah, I'm still rusty. Recording while on the walk is an interesting proposition for me because I'm doing this through my phone. And the phone has a voice recorder app, which is good, it's working, but it doesn't output files in the format I need them in order to get them properly processed and put up for you to listen to. So I went out, found a new app, spent a little bit of money on it, not much, about 4 or 5 bucks, no biggie, and it was doing great. Well, what I realized yesterday when I was listening back to the show, just spot checking, is that even though the app is, all this in a bag of chips, it doesn't recognize a Bluetooth device as a recording input, which means that when I'm walking and I'm talking, and I've got my earbuds in, and I'm talking to you through mics built into the earbuds, it's still trying to record through the mic built into the phone, which is in my hand, swinging back and forth as I'm walking, or worse, in my pocket. So that's what happened yesterday. The reason why Monday's quality was good was because I had baby girl with me, and I put the phone on the stroller canopy that was giving baby girl some privacy, and it was about foot and a half, 2 feet from my face. This also explains why baby girl's babbling and yakking was, yakking is the wrong word, but her babble, her baby babble was so loud in your ear was because it was 1 foot in front of her face. Yeah, I've done this before. Really, I've produced multi-track audio novels with voice actors and background music and sound effects and mix downs and everything. I know what I'm doing. But today we're back to the original built-in app. I'm talking to you through the earbuds. I've checked this and tested this, and no, the built-in app still doesn't output the file I want, format I want or need. But I found a conversion tool online yesterday that will allow me to very quickly do said conversion. And then there we go. So this show, this walk and talk is not as production free as I had hoped, but it still is production free enough that it will be pretty much what you hear is what you get. I was able to put through the file yesterday into Auphonic, Auphonic.com. At least I think that's the website. Ding uses some online encrypted online leveling tools to help balance sound out. So at least my voice was as loud as everything else. So maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. If you didn't, I apologize. If you did and you suffered through it, and well, first of all, thank you. And second of all, I apologize. But no, still shaking that proverbial rust off. We've gotten that going on now. What is on my mind today? Not a lot actually. It's been yesterday was a really productive day for me. I had a good day at the day job. Good day on the writing front. Dropped about 1,600 words into various writing projects, plural. There's a writing community that I'm a part of that we are writing for ourselves, writing for fun, for lack of a better phrase. And for all intents and purposes, it's fanfic, because we're writing in a property that we do not own, but is well established on the multiple medias over decades of content. But it's something I do because, one, it's kind of helped reinvigorate my writing bug a little bit. Part of the problem I was having back around the beginning of the year when I joined this group was I was burned out. The virus and being a new father notwithstanding, I was just flat burned out, and it was eating a ton of my mental resources to try to build and establish and flesh out worlds and then build characters within those worlds. And the thing about the community I'm in is that the world is well established. The storyline is established by the guy up in the Netherlands who runs the sim. We call it a simulation, but you could also call it an RPG, whatever you want to do. And all we have to focus on is character. So I've got a couple of characters that I write for, and we have a group Discord that we connect with the other writers with and brainstorm and plot and develop our little threads and our subplots. And it's been good. It's been fun. And I think in the long run, it's going to help me because it's helping me get into the mindset of how to be inside the head of a character. And I think that can only serve to help if you ask me. So there's that. And then I put down about 1,000 words in the Patreon projects, which was good. Gets me a little bit closer to where I wanted to be schedule-wise in terms of getting things done and developed. So I will take it. Speaking of taking it, just snapped the photo for today's picture. Yeah, so it's been good. It's a little more humid than yesterday. But with the temperature being as cold as it is, it's the humidity that keeps you just warm enough to be comfortable and not that you would be uncomfortable but for the humidity. And the rains are coming in, so we're definitely expecting to get we're definitely expecting to get hit later on today. Nothing nearly as severe or as dramatic as what happened on Sunday night into Monday. Cleanup still continues out there. But yeah, it'll be more rain, and our local weather forecasters are telling us that by the time this week is over, we might be finally beating the drought we're currently borderline on. So that's always good. What does that mean for the walk and talk, though? Yeah, so that's an interesting question. Like I said on Monday, I'm going to be doing this every weekday, weather permitting. That includes rain, that includes excessive rain, excessive heat, or crazy snowstorms that create impassable sidewalks. Chicago is a very diverse region when it comes to our weather patterns, due in no small part to Lake Michigan, one of the not the largest lake in the Great Chains, but or the chain of Great Lakes, but large enough that it literally, you talk to a qualified meteorologist, and I've talked to a couple, and they will tell you that Lake Michigan is a large enough body of water that it is capable and does often have a direct impact on weather patterns. If you ever hear the term lake effect snow, that's what we're talking about. There's the snow that comes down because there's moisture in the air and everything else. And then through the process
the whatever that Mike does. I would assume some kind of evaporative process from the winter. I don't really know. The
presence of the lake can sometimes add another inch or two or more, depending on the circumstances. So, yeah, that's always fun. They still haven't picked up that tree branch yet. Huh. There's a branch down from Monday Storm, right by the entrance to our subdivision, and it's been moved out of the, majority of the driveway. It's bigger than I thought it was. And it's still sitting there. I kind of expected they would have picked it up by now, but I guess the village is holding off on sending out the chipper, because that's going to need a chipper. Damn. What else? Yeah, settling into the new routine. I'll call it the family chess game. Without going into too much detail, we had some family members moving house. They left a house that they had lived in for close to 40 years that was way too big and way too expensive for them to continue to maintain in their empty nest senior citizen years. And my wife and I and other cousins and the whole gang spent the majority of May getting them packed out of that house and moved out. And they moved into a smaller apartment not too far from where I live. And there was about a 3 week, 2.5, 3 week time gap between the time they had to be out of the house for the close and the time they were able to be moved into the new apartment. So for that period of time, they were colloquially homeless. They spent the time couch surfing between our house and the house of cousins out further west from us and things like that. So it was always kind of a interesting game. Well, where are they today? And they got settled into the new place about 2.5 weeks ago now. And so the chess game of where the pieces are and who's doing what when is kind of starting to simmer down and settle. But yeah, back to, I digress. Back to the comments about weather permitting. I don't know what I'm going to do when weather does not permit. I may take a walk later on during the day or at some other point of the day when it's not as inclement. I may skip. But regardless of what I do, whether you're listening through pchearing.net or through Patreon, I will put a post up to let you know what's going on. Days I skip, don't expect me to put a full-out blog post of all the rambling I'm giving you right now. But at least I'll try to check in with you and say, hey, yeah, 6 inches of snow on the ground and sub-zero temperatures. I'm not walking today. Just so you know, I'm still here and I'm still checking in with you all, because you guys are committing your time to listen to me ramble, and I'm trying to commit I want to commit to being in good communication with you. I'm playing a lot of Mass Effect in my downtime these past few weeks. The Legendary Edition released back in May. It's a compilation of Mass Effects 1, 2, and 3. Which were released back in 2007, and I don't remember, but early 2010s by BioWare. And they've streamlined the games into one product while still keeping three distinct titles. And, you know, they've remastered the graphics to a certain extent, but for the most part, gameplay functions they've left alone because they didn't want to rebuild their engines. And it's been fun. I I remember picking up Mass Effect the first time, kind of on a whim. I played off my Xbox 360. Yeah, Xbox. Wow. And really was attracted to the sci-fi of it. I mean, it's a sci-fi RPG shooter, so, you know, right up my alley. And I remember enjoying it. Played the hell out of Mass Effect 2. My God, I must have played that a dozen times over. I had no life back then. Mass Effect 3, also very strong title. Probably from a mechanical standpoint, one of the strongest in the game, one the strongest in the franchise. Really liked the way they did the character progression in terms of skills and buying things up. And then there was a drought. BioWare shipped it over to their Vancouver offices or wherever their offices were for Mass Effect Andromeda, which, okay, fine. It was eh. I know. There are some people who probably swear by it, but for me, it was a letdown. I felt like I was spending more time micromanaging my settlements and my colonies than I was actually running around trying to save the galaxy or at least establish a foothold for my people. I tried playing through it twice and never finished it, which is a disappointment. But seeing that the original trilogy has been re-released on next-gen consoles has been a really warm welcome, and I'm running around the galaxy as Commander Shepard once again. It's been fun because I'm in touch with people who have played it before, and they were talking about builds, and we're talking about skills, and you know which squad members is, you know, do what for what, and you know, and how to get that Paragon moment where you do the thing, or that Renegade moment where you punch the asshole reporter or whatever it happens to be, and you know, that's been fun. And at the same time, I'm watching other people who are just experiencing this franchise for the first time, and one of my friends streams it Monday night on Twitch, and while I'm not able to watch right now because of our orchestra rehearsals, I go back and I kind of rewatch the stream every now and then, and I'm just seeing, oh yeah, that's been, oh really, okay, he went there, okay, I guess that's what he wants to do. And it's fun watching his reactions to some of the bigger moments in the game. There's a moment early on when you're running around in the first game and kind of in the prologue of the thing, and your ship comes out of hyperspace and it ends up in and it lands in a nebula, and you're kind of flying through the dust as you're approaching the Citadel, which is the central hub of commerce and exchange and everything else for all of the species of the galaxy, and you're kind of like, okay, well, what? And then suddenly the clouds clear, and then there's this giant station just blossom in front of you, and it's definitely a moment because they you know, the music swells and it's very, very narratively dramatic. And watching his reaction to that was. Brought me back to when I first saw it. I was like, oh, yeah. Because, you know, no matter how many times you replay these games, no matter how many times you run through them, you know where the twists are. You know where the turns are. You know the reveals. You know that, you know, this person is saying they're allied with Group A when really they're a secret agent for Group B. You know that how to run the conversation paths to get the character you want to do the thing you want them to do. So the variation is not so much in the narrative, but more in the whole aspect of, you know, the gameplay, the mechanics. Which skills do I use this time around? How am I going to roleplay this character? Good versus evil versus in the middle. Things like that. So watching a Mass Effect noob, as it were, has been really fun to kind of have those moments again of, holy crap! But I digress. So another busy day at the day job for me today. We've been evaluating ERPs for implementation. We're leaving our current accounting system and we're going to be jumping into a new one. And we've had three of four product demonstrations. Today is four of four. And two of those, three of the demos, all of the three demos, I've used the software for one of them already, so I'm generally familiar with it. Two of the demos were real snooze fests. I have to say, if you are in the business of demoing a product for someone, or you know somebody who's in the business of demoing the product for somebody, please make sure that you read the business cases and the case studies and the example data that your prospective clients send you, because those clients have sent that to you for a reason. And if you're not prepared, or you only read the first page of a six-page case study document, and you don't read the other five of them, you're not prepared. And when you're not prepared, and you're fumbling around your own product demonstration, trying to find the functionality that your customer, your prospective customer has asked for, to the point where there is not the pregnant pause, but a 5 minute moment of silence while your lead expert on the software tries to figure out where to find the thing that you've asked to find. Yeah, not good luck. We've had two demos like that where they didn't read our full requirements. And then when we asked them to show us our requirements, they were completely flat-footed and unprepared. I'm hoping today's product demo goes a bit better. We shall see. And I should tell you about it tomorrow because I am at the driveway. You have a phenomenal day. And we will talk tomorrow because tomorrow is a brand new day.